begins now. And while there were some good back and forths yesterday with Matt LaFleur, and I do want to maybe get to my Christian Watson question, where maybe I was a little judgy McJudgerson. We'll get to that a little bit later. Because I do want to talk about the Packers' first-round picks under Goody. Now, what was the genesis for this? Someone got after you on Green Bay game night after the Packers went over the Bears. Is that correct?
Something like that. I appreciate really good feedback. And I am always open to that. So if you want to call me a shill, just make sure you tell me what I'm shilling about. And I'm more than open to hearing that conversation. And I have been an avid Goody stan.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, I've been right more often than I'm not. But it was brought to my attention because I think Quay Walker, by some accounts, didn't have a great game. I've been brought to it by Rashawn Gary. Even though if you start looking at Rashawn Gary in depth, his pass rush pressure rate has gone up quite a bit
the last couple of weeks.
So
yes,
he's gotten a lot better, and I still believe he is a really good pass rusher. Is he $96 million? You got to start seeing more numbers. I'm not going to argue that. I think Devontae Wyatt.
Not elite.
Probably better than people, but it's a criticism. Okay, mm-hmm. Great. You can definitely get after me about Stokes. Hey.
Let me give you the list. Let's go through the list.
But anyways, okay, I'm more than happy. I want you to go through the list, but I also want a poll, and not the poll that Lord knows who put up on Sunday. I wasn't a big fan. And somebody tagged me, and I'm getting all this shrapnel. Nobody thought Matt LaFleur should get fired.
Shoddy shrapnel.
I don't know who decided that was a good idea. Again, I just work here. I post my own polls. I don't post my own polls. I ask Jesse to post my polls, typically.
Never have posted a poll, in fact.
That's fair, and I don't think I ever will. The beauty of it is someone called in and basically said,
this is what happens about when AI Goody. Jesse is going to take over for you. You're not going to be able to rely on me to do it.
I just saw Kim Kardashian just got a Tesla robot, full-on 6-foot dude robot, walking around her yard. I don't know. I don't know where this world's going. I'm very, very concerned, but I digress. Anyways, this whole concept of Goody's draft picks, and the question I asked Evan, I'd like to put out to our audience, because if you don't get it right, but then you get it right by signing Xavier McKinney, and you get it right with Evan Williams, and you get it right with fourth, fifth, sixth round picks, the bottom line is, you just got to get it right. I don't necessarily care if you miss on a first round pick, if you hit a home run with a seventh round pick. Or a fifth-round pick. If you get good players in your building and you're winning, I think you're doing a good job. But there is a rather large faction of this fan base that's starting to kind of pile some stuff up and say, Goody is whiffed on a bunch of stuff. And me being a Goody stan, I don't want to agree, but because I'm not a shill, I'm going to say, yes, so far, Lucas Van Ness hasn't been as good as I thought. Devontae Wyatt, been hurt, probably hasn't been as impactful as I thought. Quay Walker, would this defense be better if Eric Wilson was in there playing? Edger and Cooper? I don't know.
By the way, remember, not everyone's watching you on TV seeing your face. The facial expression.
Yeah, but I'm still talking. I'm doing both. Let's go post Jordan Love, because obviously I think most of us think Jordan Love.
We're going through. He became general manager in 2018. We are including all of the first round picks that Goody has executed as the general manager.
Okay. All right, I would also like to amend and really look at the post-Jordan Love and see where we're at with those first-round picks. But I open it up to everything because I love transparency. I love having these conversations.
So I also think it's important because two of the pre-Jordan Love selections got extensions, and one got a fifth-year option, and we'll let you be the judge. 2018, Jair Alexander, two-time second-team All-Pro corner.
Good pick. Not as much of a home run as I thought 3 years ago.
Deep boy. 2019, Rashawn Gary at number 12.
Well, hold up, Jason. Hold up.
Okay. Hey, you want to go one by one?
We're going through this process. Let's go. Let's, examine.
Well, I was actually what my plan was, if I may, was to give the list now so people could start thinking and talking about it among themselves.
Hey,
and then we can discuss them in the next segment.
Oh, that's perfect. Let's
more,
give the
more,
list.
More individually.
Right. By the way, Jason, I just want to make sure you know I respect and appreciate what you're doing today.
What does it matter who's hosting the show?
There are some days. There are some days.
Jair Alexander was the Packers' 2018 first
round
pick.
God, this protein muffin has me jacked up. I am ready to run through a wall after that protein muffin.
Or choke on it. He was the number 18
cups of coffee you had to get the muffin down.
Exactly.
Happy birthday, Mom.
Jair Alexander, number 18 overall pick in 2018. In 2019, Rashawn Gary, 12th overall. Darnell Savage, 21st overall. I think we can agree that Darnell Savage, well, we'll get to that a little bit later. 2020, Jordan Love. 2021, Eric Stokes, the 29th overall pick. 2022, Quay Walker, the 22nd overall pick. And Devontae Wyatt, 28th for Devontae Wyatt. 2023, Lucas Van Ness, the 13th overall pick. And 2024, not going defense, Jordan Morgan, the 25th overall pick. So those are your...
Is it possible that as much as I fought and we won the pick swap, it would have been better had we not pick swapped?
Or it would have just been better to pick Will McDonald at number 13.
Yeah, he's been pretty good. He's been pretty
good. Not many things have gone right for the Jets this year, but it would appear he, and he's from Wisconsin, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a Wisconsin guy, too. Who would have guessed? I spent 3 months pushing pick swap, and it turns out that pick swap was a complete, well, I'm not going to go down that road yet. But at this point, on 11/19, my mother's birthday, at 10/19.
78 years old. I'm not going to say how
we
old
are,
she is. Hey, I was right.
We
78.
Are, we are looking at this from that pick swap would have been better to not have been swapped.
Or just pick somebody else. All right, so we'll go through this. All right, Lucas Van Ness, Jair Alexander, Eric Stokes, Quay Walker, Devontae Wyatt, Rashawn Gary, Darnell Savage, Jair Alexander.
What does it matter? What does it matter anyways?
What does it matter who you pick on Prize Picks? What does it matter?
Well, it matters.
Who decides who you're picking? Oh, wait, it does matter because you win or you
super
lose.
Super annoyed last night.
Why does it matter?
Super annoyed last night. I get Mixon, right? I get less on Ezekiel Elliott because I figured he wasn't going to play. Mixon touchdown, home run. All I needed was the supposed podcaster of the year. Give me a quarter of a sack. I don't even need a half. A quarter of a sack. Micah Parsons. What are we doing here?
Chose Micah Hyde.
Well, that didn't work for me, but it was still fun. Prize Picks is still a ton of fun. You just pick more or less on at least two players for a shot to win. Up to 100 times your cash. I would have had a nice little come out last night, and it worked. Prize Picks is the only real money daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy, so your lineups stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. Prize Picks puts their members first, so all withdrawals, they are fast, they're safe, and they're secure. When your pick hits, you get your money as quick as 15 minutes. Now you win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as four. I'm going to look tonight. Hopefully there's a little Taco Tuesday action going. We love that. Download the app today. Use code WI to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Again, it's code WI, $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks.
Run
your
game. More about the Packers' run of pedestrian first-round defensive player draft picks. Next, it's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio. I'm a hazard to my...
Jair Alexander, Rashawn Gary, Darnell Savage, Eric Stokes, Quay Walker, Devontae Wyatt, and Lucas Van Ness.
So, Jason, out of that group, how many would you give an A? I just put a tweet up asking how you would grade Goody's first-round draft picks as a whole, as a collective. So, since we're going to kind of go through this, is Jordan Love an A at this point?
So I it's hard for me. What are you doing?
I'm just jacked.
Is this a best?
I'm all
is there
jacked
a best
up.
Man?
Was that you?
This protein muffin's got me all jacked up.
Yes, and the three cups of coffee to wash it down, as Jesse said. Look,
might be best for these protein muffins to go away forever.
We tried to get you to just chuck them, and you refused.
Now they're good.
I'm sure that, yeah, clearly. So here's the struggle I have with Jordan Love, and I know this is an unpopular opinion because we have no idea, and he wasn't a defensive back. But if you draft T. Higgins, is anything different with the Green Bay Packers championship success stories?
Great question.
I mean, again, I don't know the answer to that, but they did have the opportunity to draft a guy that would have had an impact on those 2020, 2021, 2022 teams. And by the time T. Higgins was in his third year with Aaron Rodgers in 2022, maybe they have Devontae Adams and T. Higgins, and Aaron Rodgers isn't the grumpy old man that he is in 2022.
We're not evaluating
who knows?
That. Fair.
No, what I'm saying is that that makes it harder for me to say with absolute certainty that Jordan Love is an A grade with that pick. I would, if you force me to choose, yes, I give him an A. Now, he has not played at an A level throughout the first half of this season. And I am eager to see. I would like to give him maybe a midterm grade of an A, but I'd like to get to the end of the second and third seasons before I'm required to give a full grade. The problem is, like you have with school, the assignments that have been turned in by most of their defensive picks since Jordan Love, since you were putting that as the kind of line of demarcation. Look, we've talked about Rashawn Gary a ton. Darnell Savage isn't here anymore, and Jair is a whole nother subject. And if you hear my exchange later in the show with Matt LaFleur about him, I was very uncomfortable going there, but I felt like we had to go there trying to figure out, is this a guy that only plays when he's 100%? So we'll get to that. But the picks since... So we got a text from EZ in Florida. All those picks are playing or starting, even Savage. Again, first-round picks almost always start. You really have to be bad to not start. We're not asking whether they're playing or contributing. We're asking whether they're good. That's the question here. And Lucas Van Ness, I don't believe, did start. I believe he played the same amount of snaps.
He didn't even start it up. He didn't start at Iowa either.
These are all true statements. So my issue is that when you draft someone in the first round, you talk about the expectation game all the time. And our buddy Rob Domofsky even brought up A.J. Hawk unprompted because the expectation game with him. So the expectations have to apply to Stokes, Walker, Wyatt, and Van Ness.
Okay.
And I think whoever called in or texted Green Bay game night probably is looking at those four going, Eric Stokes, on a day that Jair Alexander left the game after 10 snaps, played four snaps. Lucas Van Ness, in a game after they traded away Preston Smith, played the same number of snaps as Brenton Cox, an undrafted free agent who'd played four snaps in his NFL career on defense. Quay Walker continues to struggle in terms of his instinctiveness. And Devontae Wyatt, who I was critical of going into the season, and I backtracked because I think he deserved for me to be backtracking about the way he started the season. He was probably their best defensive lineman before he hurt his ankle. And now he's been a non-factor since the injury, even when he's been back. So how do you view those four, and how does that influence your view of your guy, the Gutenator?
So the last three or four guys that you just mentioned haven't had a ton of impact. Yes, they're playing, and I know LVN is not playing a ton, and I'm very surprised because I really thought his floor was going to be really good, especially on first and second down.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't seen them utilize him, or he hasn't earned the opportunity to utilize that big bull strength that he's got. And it's another level. You know, if you want to be a good pass rusher in this league, it can't just be I'm going to bowl you into submission.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have some counters and some different things, and there's still time. He's a young dude, young player. So I'm not giving up on it, but as we sit here right now, he has not been impactful, sans a few plays in the year and a half that he's been here. Eric Stokes, I think it's getting to be that point. I think we're getting there where it's a deuces. I don't think he's had opportunities. Jair hasn't played. He has not grabbed that position like I think they thought or hoped he would since he's been healthy. And maybe he just has not gotten his swagger back, because I thought after his rookie season he got tested a bunch, and I really liked the way he answered the bell.
Yeah.
And then what sucks about this league is you get hurt, you're not able to build off of that. Somebody else comes in, you don't get reps, and it just starts, and you can't stay healthy, and the next thing you know, do you ever get that confidence back? And it doesn't feel like he has. So that draft pick I would not give a very high grade to. Quay Walker is the interesting one to me, because he has done a little bit. He's a tackling machine. He does make a lot of tackles. But I just think it's something about the middle linebacker spot in Green Bay. Like, we don't get Urlachers or Ray Lewis's. Maybe it's the curse of not getting Ray Lewis when Ron Wolf thought he'd get Ray Lewis.
Uh-huh.
Maybe that's where we're at.
The curse of John Michaels.
Have we had a stud middle linebacker that is a Hall of Fame or a monster difference maker in a while? Nick Barnett was
Ray
a really
Nitschke.
Good player. Nitschke was great. But I don't know if we've had that. And
Not for extended periods.
Wisely, Green Bay looked at the teams that were beating us. Tampa beat us with great middle linebacker play and getting after the quarterback. San Fran for years, with whether it was Bowman and Wills or Patrick Willis or what they're doing now with Varner, that, I think, shifted the mindset of the Gutenator. And he went and picked up a guy that I think he hoped would be Fred Varner. I don't think anybody's going to sit here and say that Quay Walker's Fred Varner. It's just not who he is. So I don't know what grade are you giving Quay? C?
Yes, and I don't think that he deserves anything. There's no debate in my mind that he deserves a better grade than that. We have seen some flashes, but I think they just underscore how inconsistent he has been. And he's not the guy. He looks like he should be a better player than he is, if that's fair. And by the way, this conversation is a little bit nuanced, but please, Michael, in the YouTube comments, on the panel is suggesting that Goody should be fired because he's missed on defensive player defense. first-round draft picks.
Where did that come from? Is that from that poll the other day that had LaFleur getting fired because he did a dumb move on 4th and 6? Is that where this is coming from?
No one wants Goody fired. Move on. And I quote. And Goody we trust. And look, I am not the Goody stan on the panel, and I began this conversation.
You don't even like him. He lied to you, and you hold grudges.
We have a very good relationship.
He doesn't avoid me.
I don't like being lied to, and I'm not great at forgiveness. Take that for what it's worth. But even I, despite being lied to and not like him as much as I used to, said that Ron Wolf is in the Hall of Fame, and Ron Wolf has become a friend of mine, and I think the world of him. And he screwed up too many first-round picks. But he made up for them. And that is the conversation that we will eventually get to with Goody here, is that, as Tausch mentioned, the Evan Williamses or the free agent signings, it is only one avenue of player acquisition. And you can screw it up if you do a better job elsewhere.
So who was on the YouTube that kind of raised your brow a little bit? Mike?
Michael, yeah.
Who is it? Michael. So, Michael, I normally don't talk exactly to the YouTubers, but I'm glad we're doing
it. The dwellers, sure. Yep. Mm-hmm.
The idea here is I don't want to sit here and just be a blind Goody stan. I'm not. That's not who I am. I want to learn. Goody has done a great job of revamping a roster that couldn't beat the Arizona Cardinals, got Mike McCarthy fired. He did it. We've had NFC Championship games. We've been one seeds. And we've just went through a quarterback transition relatively smoothly. We worked the Raiders. We worked the Jets. We got draft picks. But the bottom line is, what I saw Sunday made me rethink the whole thing. Because it's been like this. This defense has not been good enough. Joe Barry took all the brunt. And the Carolina game was hard to watch last year, if you recall. They were, to me, equivalent to what the Bears were, and that's why my mind switched. The Panthers last year couldn't score against anybody, and then Bryce Young looks like Joe Blank in Montana in the fourth quarter. They almost beat us.
It's all Thomas Brown's fault.
Caleb Williams couldn't score a point. Their stadium was apoplectic because they finally scored a blanking touchdown in the second quarter. Because they hadn't scored in two blanking games. And they're moving the ball and keeping the ball away from our offense, all with all these first-round picks. And somebody brings it up, I'm intrigued. I want to delve in. I want to dig. I'm still a Goody stan.
Chill.
Certainly don't want Goody fired. But it is worth a longer look at why is this defense? Because at some point, as fans, we can't keep hashtagging fire blank. At some point, it's like, maybe everybody's been telling me these guys are studs, and they're not. Is that possible? Yeah. And I want to open my mind up and take a deeper look. So for anyone that's getting after Jason and the YouTubers, or I haven't looked on Twitter, I want to look at it. And, yes, our first-round players have not lived up to their expectations for the most part, and especially on 11-19 of 2024. Because if you asked Jair 4 years ago, I'd say, oh, baby, yes, sir. Depoy. Then he busts his shoulder up, and in all honesty, he has not been the same player since. He just hasn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right.
That's it. And Eric Stokes has not been the same player since his hammy. And he is not the guy that we hoped when we drafted him. He just hasn't been. Quay Walker has not been the dominant middle linebacker we hoped when we drafted him. Rashawn Gary has had flashes. He blows his knee out. He has not been the dominant pass rusher we hoped he would be. Lucas Van Ness has not been the guy that we hoped he would be. Kingsley Enagbare has been better than LVN, period.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, Goody gets credit for bringing him in, but he also takes some shrapnel for doing it. So I want to be nuanced. I am not a blanking shill for Goody. I am a observer, and I admire what he's done building this roster. Because I do remember that cold, dark, dank day when Mason misses a field goal and Mike McCarthy gets run out the building and it can't beat anybody. I don't know if that helps you.
It does. It helps me a lot. I want you to talk about American Family Insurance in a second, but I will say this. When we get done with the show, I'm going to call Ron and see if he's available tomorrow. Because he had asked when we were going to have him on, and I haven't called him. Now we need to call him. Because I do think...
Let's have him on Thursday. You know Wednesdays are tough with Balaga. So Thursday's a good day.
It is a good day. I will tell him Thursday works for us if it works for him. Just like American Family Insurance works for all of us.
It does. Packer fans, ready for some game day excitement. Next time you're at Lambeau, stop by the American Family Insurance Title Townhouse and experience the thrill of making a game-saving play with our interactive Protect the End Zone game. Plus, don't miss out on all the amazing giveaways, exclusive Packers merch to great special prizes. There's a little something for everybody. Visit us at Titletown to make your game day unforgettable. For more info, check out amfam.com/Packers. Dream fearlessly, insure carefully. So now I think it's from that dry muffin. Jeez. My voice is starting to get a little hoarse. You just got me ranting about Blank and Goody.
We told you literally 2.5 years ago that instead of punishing your daughter by forcing her to eat these crappy muffins, to just throw them in the trash. Mm-hmm. And now the muffins have come home to roost, and you're on a radio show getting all verklempt in your throat because you ate these craptastic
muffins retribution.
Freezer bird muffins that you should have thrown away.
A little MRB, huh? A little muffin retribution. You guys are idiots.
Where does the B come from?
More, you guys are idiots. I don't know why I put a B in
retribution.
There. More next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
I'd like to highlight John in the YouTube comments on ESPN Madison's channel. Now I know it's the dumb comments that get Wildy's attention here. No, I respond to people on here. I respond.
Yeah, you do.
In the comments.
You've been really good.
I think
your YouTube maintenance and just kind of addressing has been really good the last month. I think you've really come on.
I want them to feel like they're part of the show.
I'm glad you guys have taken this on.
As opposed to calling them dwellers and insulting them. But I would say this to both John and to everybody else who's in there. I do think it's important to address those that would think, and Michael was just the conduit for that conversation, we're not killing Goody here. It's just like when I say critical things of Jordan Love, I'm not saying that he's not good. And by the way, I think we probably underplayed yesterday on the program based on my further appearances later in the day on KBN, on Jim, Matt, and Molly, on the Potawatomi football show, because I felt like I did a better job of emphasizing that the biggest positive, in my opinion, from the win over the Bears was that Jordan Love looked like Jordan Blank and Love again. Yes, he threw the pick where he overshot Tucker Kraft, but he moved like he would move. He stepped into throws like we were used to him doing. He took checkdowns like he's supposed to do. He looked like, and he ran and risked his life, and I would criticize him as a helicopter beat writer, to try and get to that pylon on the play before the touchdown.
Why are you always trying to stir stuff up, Jason?
So my point is that we can critique his play or critique Goody's decision-making in the first round and not be just making a blanket statement, which I know sports commentary tends to be, this guy sucks or this guy's the greatest. That's not what we do here. So I just thought Michael's comment about Goody being fired, we're not looking to fire him. Or what are you doing over there?
You're right. No, I just got a happy birthday to my mom up on the thing. That's all. Just wanted to show.
You're not. That's not going to be all the way you celebrate her birthday, right? Like, you're going to call her or talk to her.
I was actually thinking. I talked to her a couple days ago. I am going to call her, obviously, and we have our kids send cards and things like that. But this is better than I think honoring my mom today on the air is probably better than calling her, isn't it?
How come every time Jason makes a good point today, we get totally derailed by Evan dropping his phone call and you putting on the boogie board, happy birthday, mom?
It's been that day. No.
Jason's point, I just said Jason's point was great, too, that he got distracted by me on my little Ouija board deal here.
Are you going to, let me just ask you this
not
before
a Ouija board.
It's not a Ouija board. I'm going to ask you this, and then I'm going to ask for callers for trivia. Are you going to celebrate your mom's birthday with a cold Blue Mountain Coors Light, even if you're not with her as you celebrate her birthday?
I would love to. I'm going to probably wait to celebrate on Thursday, though. Just that's kind of how my week is.
Well, that's because Wednesdays are really busy on the show.
That's true, Ron. You're on Thursday. Coors Light brewed with that three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and cold package. So it is made to chill. Born in the Rocky Mountains of Colorado in 1978, Coors Light is refreshing. What year my mom was born? I know she was born before.
She's 78. Do the math.
78, and this Coors Light was born in 1978. It is still refreshing. It is crisp. It's only 102 calories. Celebrate responsibly, Coors Brewing Company at Golden, Colorado.
All right, we're going to play trivia now. I do, Jesse, I know you've got Pablo working hard back there. I do want to get to my question for Matt LaFleur yesterday because I was uncomfortable in asking it, and we can always get to what a dynamic duo you two are. And then we could get to maybe my shade that I threw in the direction of Romeo Dobbs in my Christian Watson question, maybe even tomorrow if we don't have time for it today. But it's time now for trivia. Jesse, what's today's category, and what color does Pablo want?
What year was Tausch's mom born? I got to admit, I got a little lazy. I was a little in a pinch this morning.
Oh, it's not Badgers Trivia Tuesday. Took yesterday's questions and repurposed them.
I recycled yesterday's sports weekend recap that we never got to, and it is the sports.
What?
It is the sports weekend recap on Tuesday is what we're doing today. Yep. I was proud of these questions. I think they're fun.
And I hear I spent the whole morning not wanting to mention how awesome it was that Wisconsin beat Texas Rio Grande. Because
on.
I was worried it was going to be a question.
Had to hang on.
Well,
last
they're
night.
A good. By the way, they're a good squad. That's going to be a sleeper 13-14 seed.
UTRGV.
What a great name! I didn't even know they existed. All right, so Pablo, what color?
You know, there's a Grand Canyon University too. Did you know that?
They've been
know
in
that,
the tournament like several years. They won last year.
Yeah, I didn't know they had a campus though. I thought they were like a virtual school, but yet they had a basketball.
Don't you think they should have put their campus in the Grand Canyon? Like you had to hike down to get to classes and stuff.
Don't call
yourself Grand Canyon University if you're in the suburbs of Grand Canyon. Like you got to be in it, right?
Old Faithful University taking on Grand Canyon in a play-in game in Dayton. Pablo, what color do you want?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. You know that Old Faithful's going to run the same sets over and over.
Can I pick a number
already?
What's happening here?
Oh, it's steam coming out. Yep, it's going to blow every 6 hours. Yep, we're going to run a back pick.
They only score a basket once every 8 possessions.
They better be good defensively. Well, they don't have any internet there either. There's no internet at Old Faithful.
They don't.
So you're going to be it's going to be old school type of deal. Tony Bennett would be a great coach there. Get him over to Old Faithful University. That'd be good.
They don't match up well with the Arches, though. No,
I don't get it.
National.
He was going national parks. Pablo, you ought to pick a caller so we can get moving here.
Yeah, all right. Let's go caller number 5, Cinco. That's what
just
we're going to go with.
Pablo can talk?
It's
what the hell's going on around here?
I can.
I just was talking off air with him, and I said, hey, are you going to get cleared to talk? And he goes, I don't know. Pick the over-under in December. He set me up to fail. I said, well, what is under him? And then he, now he's jabbering on air.
I wouldn't set you up for failure.
He's literally just did it.
For those that care about our processes and for Tausch, he's cleared to speak. He is still completing the process of being a producer on his own. As if having Jesse is helpful. So, Pablo is standing by waiting for your call. Caller 5-844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Caller 5 plays trivia after I tell you about another call to make. One call, that's all. 414-276-6666. You know who that is. It's Gruber Law Offices. Saw David the other day. Saw him at the Bucks game. He is the best, and he's so involved in our communities and with our favorite teams. Go to the website, gruber-law.com. Find out more about all the things Gruber Law Offices does in our communities and all the connections they have to our favorite teams. But more importantly, think about who you want representing you if you need help. You want the best in the business, and that's Gruber. 414-276-6666 is the number to call. One call, that's all. Trivia's next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Time for trivia. Let's welcome in our contestant. It is Eric in Green Bay. Eric, good morning, buddy. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Did you just get home?
Jeez. Windy out there.
A little windy today.
All right. The category is Jesse is lazy. Question number one goes to Tausch.
No, I don't have the questions. I don't know.
Jeez. What?
You've had it for
you
2 days.
Them today. Pablo,
all right, Eric,
on Pablo, two take the sheets. Question for me. Now, Pablo's got him today.
I got him. Here we go. Question one. Eric, is this? How old is Tausch's mom? No. Which Wisconsin men's basketball player scored 41 points as the Badgers upset number 9 Arizona on Friday night at the Kohl Center and have already played another game since then? One for one. Your other choices were Xavier Amos and Benny Extra Year of Eligibility Brust. Ha 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 ha. Question two, Eric.
Wow.
Is this. Which former college football head coach with Wisconsin ties led his team to an upset win on the road over the 6th-ranked team in the country on Saturday night? Was it Brett Bielema, Gary Anderson, or Lance Leipold?
Oh, man, I don't know. I played 10 games. Huh? Who's number 6 right now?
I don't know.
That's the Lance Leipold.
I'm glad you worked your way
good
through
deductive
that.
Reasoning.
BYU was the number 6 team in the country, and Lance Leipold and the Kansas Jayhawks went into where is BYU in Utah?
Provo,
Spain, and beat them. All right, question 3. As we go for a clean sweep here on the first day of trivia this week, by the way. At which college basketball game this past weekend did the crowd start chanting, "Who's your daddy?" Inspired by a father and son being the head coaches of both teams. Was it St. Mary's at Nebraska, New Mexico at St. John's, or Cal at USC?
Let's go with St. John's. New Mexico, yeah.
That would be Rick Pitino and his son, who coached at Minnesota, right? Wasn't Rick
Correct.
Pitino's kid
yes,
Minnesota
did,
first?
Richard.
He did, yes.
Richard, yeah.
Wow, Eric, great start to the week on a Tuesday with questions for Monday. Well done.
You know, I was anticipating a high-low NFL score from the weekend, so I'm a little disappointed I didn't get that.
Oh, now we're going to be upset that we didn't have that. After we called
Eric,
it
you know, that's
last
too much
week.
Work. That's too much work
well,
for
when
Jason.
When it works in my favor.
Oh, well. You still got all
you know,
three right.
It's gutsy to be a trivia contestant complaining about getting all three right. That's gutsy, Eric.
I feel like I'll that's you when what. You should complain, actually. It gives you, you're able to say, hey, I still got three right, but this is a critique. Eric, you got four entries.
I'll tell you what, Jesse, I can write them on, I can write them on Monday for you, and I'll help you out with one of the questions for sure.
Oh, my God. It's going to get to the point where Jesse is not going to have to show up. He's going to have Pablo, he's got Tier 1 Tyler, he's got Up North Joe, he's got Eric. He is basically going to not have to work at any point anymore. He now has so many people helping him.
If I start with Up North Joe tomorrow, and then I'm not part of the show Thursday, Friday, and the next week's thing, how many consecutive days do you think I could go without writing trivia questions?
Mm. Well, you have Eric Monday. You need to find a Tuesday.
No, wait.
Tier 1 Tyler Tuesday.
Yeah. We're not
it should
gonna...
be Tier 1 Tyler Tuesday.
No, wait. We don't usually play on Monday because we have so many calls. So not only, he doesn't even have to worry about Monday. Tuesday, you can have Eric in Green Bay handle it. Wednesday, you've got Up North Joe handling the Wisconsin geography trivia.
True. Yeah.
He's off Thursday, Friday again the following week.
Man. Oh, man.
Wow.
This could be a record.
Eric, thanks for playing.
He can go 2 full weeks. Yeah, he's got 2 weeks in him of doing nothing.
Tausch, maybe if Jesse's going to take that much time off from trivia, maybe Doug and the team at Kohler Services would like to add him to their team for a day, like Johnson & Sons Paving did with you.
Well, if you need a bath or shower remodel, turn to Kohler Services. Family-owned for 150 years, Kohler is your Wisconsin manufacturer providing care for life. And this month only, you get $1,000 off and zero interest financing for 12 months with your Luxtone shower remodel. That's $1,000 off and zero interest financing. Visit KohlerServicesWI.com to request your free quote. And you know, as always, fast professional installation is always included. Again, KohlerServicesWI.com.
We'll kick off the 11 o'clock hour in 2 minutes, so stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.